The Untold Story of Freddie Mercury. Rare photos and intimate memories reveal the rock icon's private side as a Bohemian Rhapsody heads to the Oscars. The man who would become Freddie Mercury seemed depressed as he sat in a London pub one day in the late 60s. "I'm not going to be a pop star," he sighed glumly, as classmate Chris Smith would later recall. Then a smile spread across his face as he rose to his feet and threw his arms out in a heroic pose that would become familiar to millions of fans. "I'm going to be a legend." It was a laughable notion for an art student barely into his 20s. But then it happened. As the frontman of Queen, Mercury was a rock superhero by age 29. His powerful baritone provided operatic grandeur to hits like We Are the Champions, Somebody to Love, and the epic Bohemian Rhapsody. In concert, he could enthrall thousands. Now, 27 years after Mercury died of complications of AIDS at age 45, his allure can still draw a crowd. Bohemian Rhapsody, the Oscar-nominated film starring Rami Malek as Mercury, is the highest-grossing biopic in history, introducing new generations to Queen's music and the complex life of a shy immigrant who became rock's ultimate showman. Queen are even bigger than when they originally put the records out, and Freddie would love it, BBC broadcaster Paul Gambaccini, a longtime friend, says. He would just flip in his hand and it'd say, "It's fabulous, darling." Mercury was born Farouk Balsara in 1946 in Zanzibar off the African coast. While his family, Persian-descended Parsis, practiced the ancient Zoroastrian faith, young Farouk was a devout follower of Western culture, devouring pop records and fashion magazines. Mercury characterized himself as a precocious child, and at the age of 8, he was sent to boarding school in India. It was an upheaval of an upbringing, he later said of his childhood. It was there that he formed his first band, the Hectics, and adopted the name Freddie. When his family migrated to London in 1964, Mercury threw himself into the swinging 60s scene, enrolling at art college and singing with several local bands. But he had his eye on a trio called Smile, which included guitarist Brian May and drummer Roger Taylor. He offered unsolicited suggestions to the band, shouting, "If I was your singer, I'd show you how it was done," during their shows. When their vocalist quit in 1970, he got his chance. With the addition of bassist John Deacon the following year, they dubbed themselves Queen, Mercury's idea. "The whole point was to be pompous and provocative and prompt speculation and controversy," he told People in 1977.